This is the BBC.
Even the smallest contributions will be gratefully received. Check should be made out to Mr. W. Greenslade in the plain wrappers.
Greenslade, take off those dark glasses and put that match tray down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Seagoon. It's the recession, you know. It's not my fault.
I'll tell you what is your fault.
What's that, sir?
A big, fat, steaming belly of yours.
There is no steam in my belly, sir.
No steam in your belly? Unbutton your waistcoat.
Good heavens.
And sing this well-known phrase.
I'm a little daffodil. And it's pronounced...
Against? Read the Sanskrit writing written on this piece of song.
Well, it's awfully long. Could I have some music behind it, please?
My dear friend, where's the swamp fuel on the line?
An excerpt from the Daily Press dated the 4th of March. A statue of King James II is to be removed from Trafalgar Square to make way for a statue of Sir Walter Raleigh. The move was announced in the House of Commons by the Minister of Works. Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Goon Show.
Rumor, rumor, rumor.
The establishment of the drains in Hackney and the 1% on the leather supports for... 1% on the leather supports for aged gentlemen.
Don't do it, yeah, go outside.
Only he'd have said that sooner.
Here's
the mangled factory along the Volga with its heavy and sawn. And we are in the river Rye. Yeah, Rye the new.
Splendid maiden speech.
Thank you.
Are you questioning his sex, madam? Please, gentlemen, don't spawn the splook. I have to clean up afterwards.
What?
Please remember where you are.
I'm afraid I can't.
This is the House of Commons.
Oh, dear, I'd better get out.
Why?
I'm only Assistant Draper in Kensington.
Oh, have you any arguments, I
do? The wife?
Yes, oh, dear.
Silence, please. Silence, please. Please, silence. Oh, silence. I insist. I insist. I'm trying to get some sleep. S-L-E-E-P, pronounced...
Sleep.
Mjornar nikanu, Connorlin quardal kopkilar di farganu. Dick said black, get pistol out for the area on the market black. Tick tock toy ticky to ar. Nitty knack sark, not nightmare steam dung.
We should have been told sooner.
Don't worry, sir, you soon will be.
Get
top.
Pronounce. Seems to be some strong feeling about this. The house will divide. The eyes have it, the nose don't, the legs are unsupported.
Hello, folks, hello. With the debates like this, England's future was safe. Even now, as I stand here, I see the Minister of Statues is getting out of his bath to speak.
Honourable members, after several years of careful planning and planning, which includes the publication of 10 white papers, 2 brown papers, 3 puce and a leather volume on nothing, part 3. In view of this, I resign. Taxi, drive me to the House of Lords.
Gentlemen, grand news. The leather statue of James II is to be replaced with a compressed tobacco one of Walter Raleigh. Get that ginger group out of here.
As independent member for Tom Nurgle's hat, I must know what is the reason for removing James II.
He is dead, sir.
I was referring to his statue, which is still alive.
Long live the statue of James II.
Gentlemen, please. We're getting away from the subject. Namely, the statue of Walter Raleigh.
I don't see the point of putting a statue of Prince Monitor in Travis Curtis.
I keep telling you, madam, the statue is of Sir Walter Raleigh.
Subtleties will get you nowhere.
I never travel by subtleties, so I wouldn't know where to get you.
I wouldn't know where
to... Next week. Next week. For 1 week only, England's glorious hour will be the unveiling of a tobacco statue of Sir Walter Raleigh, cork-tipped.
Well, I should like to tell you, as leader for the opposition, I would like to do all in my brown power to have it removed, sir. I'd like to say that here now. Thank you.
But I insist it be put back. Are you trying to do me out of a job? What's the matter with you,
then? The House will adjourn.
Oh, good deed. Come on, let's go.
And members are advised to do likewise. Yeah, and through a wrench in the seat of his trousers, I see Max Conk Geldray attempting to escape into the foyer.
Philogene!
And now, great statue debate part two. 1, 2, like that.
During the recess, I sat in my chamber fuming. One of the few luxuries I still allowed myself. Sir Huck!
Yes, sir.
How dare they oppose the statue of Walter Raleigh? Or to put it another way, how dare they oppose the statue of Walter Raleigh? Now you can go. Now, being a member of the ginger group, I must take my pound of ginger.
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Thank heavens, I thought it was me.
Oh. Major Bloodnock! Everyone stand for the anthem!
Thank you. Now, Neddy, just hold the other end of this military sock, would you? They do take some straightening out, don't they?
What's this arrow on the sole?
That's the direction they go. I trust them implicitly. They were in the mutiny, you know. Wait a moment. Wait, what? Where's my old photographs? Wait. There's somebody inside them. Hand me that tree. Ah, I've been sucked. Great leaping crabs. It's a... What is it?
You've struck the last of a long line of thin Moriartys. I challenge you to a duel. 10 paces and fire. Ah, honor is satisfied.
And so am I.
Now, allow me to present my latest credentials.
Oh, they're a bit cruddy, aren't they? I'll play them on this new hygienic gramophone.
Hello, hello. Moriarty record. Moriarty record. The owner of these credentials is the great French steamer Count Jim Tigernut. Moriarty, Dutchman extraordinary and lady-in-waiting to Iceland.
The voice came from a tall, handsome, nut-strewn man carrying a tin grudge and wheeling a tomcat.
And this is me off the record.
What? State your business.
I am, sir, Hercules Gridpipe, etc., etc., owner of the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, landlord! Well, I'm very pleased to meet you.
Good, good, good. Here's an eviction notice.
No, thanks. I'm trying to give them up.
I'm giving you 7 doors to get out. O-U-T, pronounced...
Out!
Meantime, back in the House of Commons...
We've been given notice to quit.
Quick, repeal the Rent Act.
Too late. Out you go. Oh.
Oh, they are with me tonight. Oh. What a terrible sight to see. The Houses of Parliament without an MB. And oh, how they wander through the snowy night. It was enough to give of them a fright. And so they reached Hyde Park, where they were stopped by a copper's knock.
And...
Yes, I think that
come on now, come along, move along there, mate. So, keeping in the park alone.
What? I say, all right, lad, all right, settle down, I'll speak to him. Now, constable, how dare you...
Got him right on his old conservative nut. Now, move along now. No singing aloud, I tell you. All right, I'll have to take your names. Now, where's my airy notebook here? Here it is, under this guardsman. Now, then, name.
Sir Harold McSeagan, MP.
Ain't you got a full-time job, then? Oh, what? Funny that. Now, that's done it now, that has, mate. In you goes all on you to the old station. Thank you, C Division Band. And now, the first case, the Crown versus Charlie Crippen.
Oh. We've done him, legal Crown.
Oh.
He's been done.
Have we, legal men? Oh. Well, next, the Crown versus the Houses of Parliament.
What's the charge?
Loitering with intent to govern, my lad.
Where is the calcitrant?
Over here!
Oh. Yoo-hoo!
Members of the jury, you have just heard the evidence. Yoo-hoo! Have you reached a decision?
Yes, we want to go home.
But what are the prisoners?
Guilty, my lad.
You swine, Gritbutt. You've been England's government homeless.
You passed the act, chap.
Don't worry, folks. Hello, folks. Don't worry, folks. I'm over here, folks.
Yoo-hoo.
It's all right, folks. The Minister of Transport made available to us a number 138 tramp, which the government boarded at the Elephant and Castle.
And so Parliament was reassembled.
Yes, it was wonderful to hear the opening speech.
Members of Parliament, hold tight.
On members. Hello, James. We'll take up the agenda where we left off.
The statue of the leather statue will be removed tomorrow, and the hand rule to back the statue of Raleigh will be unveiled by Barbara Keller's 50th cousin, Jim Sutter of Leeds, Ontario. A camel. The color of the dustman's uniform.
Yes,
fair right play.
The dustman's uniforms will be a
fair play, dear man, Shake.
See the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yes, dear man. 533 tickets to Trafalgar Square.
543 tickets, you say?
Yes, dear
man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40.
Anybody shut on here?
Get off, you spotty Herbert. This is a private tram.
Oh, good. I like traveling in private.
Hurl this man in the direction of us.
You touch me, and you see what you get.
What?
Measles.
The scene, the measles ward of the Battersea Dogs Hospital.
Hello.
Yes, nurse. Oh, nurse. The screens, nurse. Oh, get that tree away from my bed, will you?
Coming.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's better.
Please, mate, do you mind?
What?
I'm trying to hold a meeting of Parliament over here. Now, gentlemen, about this statue.
Mr. Seagull, the show is underrunning. Could we spread it out a bit more?
Spread it. Okay.
Oh, spread it. Yes, yes, do spread it.
Jane Nutter! We are in a moment at all.
Yes. You're right. You are right.
I say, we weren't really behind time. I told them a fib. And I must say, I did enjoy it. And just to show the mood I'm in, I'm going to pop this paper bag.
Oh, you swine, I was in there. Hello, everybody.
What were you doing in my paper bag?
I was doing my world-famous impressions of wrapped fruit. Now for my encore. I would like to do my well-known impression of Major Blagnock.
The screens, nurse, quick! Screens!
I'm glad that you like the classics.
Hello, Bottles.
Oh, hello, Carl.
Hello.
Where have you been all the week, then? You wasn't there at school, was you?
No, I know that, yep. I know that.
Who told you?
I went and looked at a school window, and I wasn't there. Oh, I went home. And when I got back home, guess what happened?
You saw Irene Groynes holding a twig.
No.
I gave up. I don't know what happened.
Oh, now I'll never know.
You twit of a child, you. Just for that, I'll give you Ray Ellington right in your luggles.
Oh.
Plenty, Ray Ellington.
Great Statue Debate Part 3, the, if you'll pardon the expression, unveiling.
Transport company.
This is indeed a very graphic description of the nature of our vocational activity, you see.
Chut
to you too.
What?
Why have you got the statue in a pushcart?
Oh, dear, man.
Oh, dear.
We were ordered to do it.
Yes, we were definitely ordered to do it, you see.
Good job. You'll all get running if you don't get a move on.
Get the copper!
Wow! It's the strolling politician's lot. Take that! Oh,
oh. And so the great trek began. 530 politicians and one man, tramping the country, and at their head, an ordinary tobacco statue, which was believed to be dead.
Oh, on members.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's so good. The plate. Oh, we must force an entry back into the Houses of Parliament.
Yes, you're quite right, of course. Here we are, the government of England showing the countryside homeless, living off the fat of the land and the thin of the sea.
Did you hear that, Moriarty?
Only the words.
Curse, and we don't know the formula. Here, hold this piece of burnt rubber.
Ah!
Now, Stand on your head in this bowl of kneecap soup. Keep these stale fish bones clenched between your French knees. And tie this cheese knife to your ear. At the same time, strapping these glucose pencils around your ankles. Got it?
Yeah.
There. I shall always remember you like that.
Oh, wonderful to be in love again. Wait a minute, look.
What?
Here comes Neddy Sealoon on the British government.
Quick, unroll this luxury cardboard lounge. Hello, Neddy.
Hello.
Inflate these rubber trousers and sit down.
No, thank you. I'm perfectly comfortable on this razor blade.
I have decided that you can have the Houses of Parliament back, provided you give us the uncooked portion of England.
But none of it's cooked.
Oh. Then we shall have to eat it raw. Moriarty, the spoons.
Thank you.
And here in return is the uncooked portion of England.
Yes, that's it on, Mims. Just shovel it into this American safe deposit. And here in return are the keys to Parliament.
Ah, it's great to be back.
Yes, that little sojourn taught
all us politicians a lesson. No more wasting public time and money.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, he's quite right. No more wasting time and money. Now, gentlemen, about this leather statue, I think it ought to face east.
Don't be silly. Think of where the moss would go. Very uncomfortable.
I don't know. Just be thinking.
That was the news, sir. This is Jimmy Sellers, Harry Beecham, and Mike Finnegan. This is the Wayland and Quartet, Matt Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, John Antrobus, and Rabelais. Announcer, Wally Screenslade. The program was produced by Charles Chilton.